you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe. 2017 AD. Wow, man, I'm telling you. Well, it's been a long time. It's been a year since we've talked. And as you, many of you found out, we were not live on the air the previous two Saturdays and the Christmas holiday and New Year's, but we are back now today. Unless you were listening to this in the archives on recording, and we're back live, and we've got an excellent show lined up for you. I'll tell you about our guest, an old stranger, back again to the program. But, you know, first I'd like to just really get right into the scriptures in a couple of places. And, I have to refer to the city of Babel and the whore, the harlot of end-time prophecy. You know, a lot of people confuse it, and I'll get emails and letters and contacts from people saying, you know, that it's this country, that country, America, blah, blah, blah. But some of them just don't want to take the time to study the Word. And if they get into the Word of God and they look at the Word of God, they will find it. In, for instance, Revelation chapter 18, chapter 2. Now, there's a continuum in the Bible from Genesis right through to Revelation. And we read in that portion of Scripture, the very end of the Bible, Revelation 18:2, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." Now, what city is that? What city does that represent? Babylon, the end times? The city of Jerusalem. The city that is occupied today by the sons and daughters of Cain. Now, it's very simple. It's very clear to understand. If we go back into the Old Covenant, we also read in various prophecies of the Bible, in Isaiah 13:21, we go to Jeremiah, for instance. In Jeremiah chapter 50, we read about, "Therefore the desert creatures will live there, along with the jackals, and the ostriches also will live in that city. And it will never again be inhabited in this age, or dwelt in from generation to generation." Why? Because that's the end of the tree, the end of the bad fig tree. Planted in Jerusalem in 1948. That's the end of time, friends, in this age, before Jesus, the real Jesus, returns to bring about his millennial rule. And that is not over yet. That has not come yet. See, the timeline, pretty clear. Jeremiah 7, "I will make Jerusalem the curse of all the nations of the world in these times." Wouldn't you know it? Isn't it the curse? Isn't it the curse? We are now seeing all of the lies, all of these false flag terror plots and airport shoot-ups and homeland security created hoaxes and so on and so forth now come to fruition. The NSA, the Democratic National Committee, WikiLeaks, now actually culminating in a state of war, literally as scripted from the beginning, between the United States, for certain portions of the United States, the neocons, and Russia. So you can see the handwriting on the wall. If you're one of my listeners, you'll understand. You're not a newcomer. With that in mind, I just wanted to just take a moment to thank the Heavenly Father again for this opportunity to be here on the air, to be, you know, able to speak again to you right up until that moment of the very end of this this age that we're speaking of. It will be a glorious time. So thank Heavenly Father in Yeshua Messiah's name. Amen. Now, folks, I have on the program today with me in this first hour, I have with me back by popular demand. She's been away for a while. She's been, doing her own thing, and now she's ready to come back and come back into the movement pretty strongly. And she is Karen Testato from the old days of United We Strike and Don't Buy, Don't Comply, Ask Why. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Rick. Happy New Year, and thank you very much for having me back, and hello to all of your listeners.
Amen. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you back, and I can't, you know, say enough about the work that you have done in the past and the great effort you put forth with others to try to make it all happen. And, you know, going back over those last few years and what we tried to do, do you honestly feel good about what you did, and you feel that you made some headway?
Yes, at this point in my life, I do. But back then, I wasn't so sure. As a matter of fact, that's why I needed to step back in 2013, because I believed so much in the power of rolling strikes and boycotts and unity, and the fact that our lives need to matter. Our lives totally need to matter, and we have been socially engineered for so many generations that we are no longer in charge of our lives, and we're justifying that fact. And when you speak about prophecies, there are other prophecies that began to really get my interest. And so for the very first time, Rick, since I started in, when I looked back on it, I started speaking out and calling in probably around 2006, calling into other stations, and then gradually built up until really the 2009. And I'm grateful for everyone who participated on the 15th. But when I stepped back, things were just so insane, and I took personally the fact that I had failed. I took it much too personally, and I also realized that I got confused. When you're trying to unite people, it is so very difficult for them to be able to honestly think about heart-centered thinking and not trying to justify why we still need to be at odds with each other. If you had asked me back then, if I had thought the world would be where it is today, I would never, ever have thought that the LGBT movement or the bathrooms or the child abuse now that is so far underway, with parents thinking they're doing a good thing by allowing their 10-year-old to take hormones and try to change genders. The world is an absolutely insane place. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot that I didn't think I would be learning in the time that I've been gone. And now, though, with the prophecies that you spoke about, and also I've become very, very aware of this Dakota Access Pipeline and the threat against that, which also has to do with prophecies, mm-hmm. with Native American prophecies. There's an old Lakota prophecy of a black snake, a creature that would rise from the deep, bringing with it great sorrow and great destruction. And for many years, the Lakota people wondered what that meant. But what better description from someone who had never, ever seen an oil pipeline than to say, the black snake coming for our water? That is such... Don't you think that's striking how accurate that description is?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, particularly because, believe it or not, and one of our great supporters and listeners here, Joe Church, has traveled out west to read and see the Indian languages that were posted in many of the communities out there in Nevada and Arizona and so forth. And they find he found ancient Hebrew recorded, which indicates something about the early origins of Kennewick man and the Israelite people actually traveling through to America decades before hundreds and years ago. So I think they all do relate to what it does say in the scriptures in many ways. And those, you know, those Indians, the various tribes of them, some of them not very friendly, others very friendly, did have a lot of things to say. They had quite a bit to say about where we are today. And where we are today is a mess. You know, you were on the program talking about 3-4 years ago, we were talking about chemtrails, and we were talking about things that were considered taboo, as you recall. Now I'm hearing people, everyday people, talking about those chemtrails in the sky and GMO foods and all sorts of vaccination poisons. And, you know, like we were pioneers here on the internet talking about that, in my case, what, 13, 14 years ago. And you too. So, you know, we thank God for this.
Well, it is interesting how it's all coming around, because there are other prophecies from the Cree and the Hopi and the Zuni and other indigenous tribes that say, you know, the Cree says one day there would come a time when the earth being ravaged and polluted, the forest being destroyed, the birds would fall from the air, the waters would be blackened, the fish being poisoned in the streams, and the trees would no longer be. Mankind as we know it would all but cease to exist. The rainbow prophecy, as it has come to be known, refers to the keepers of the legends, rituals, and other myths that will be needed when the time comes to restore the health on Earth. It is believed that these legendary beings will return on a day of awakening when all people will unite and create a new world of justice, peace, and freedom, and they will be named the Warriors of the Rainbow and teach the old indigenous values where people actually really connected with the Earth. Because if you think about it, and let's step into the Wayback Machine. Before there were so many people, before there was a way to really get around globally, and just imagine little communities that sprang up working together because they knew that they could help each other cut down the trees and build their houses. And things prospered, and the people prospered, until all of a sudden, let's imagine this other little city over here that's close to the one they can kind of see over there. They know that things are happening. But in this other city, there's one particular person who's discovered he knows how to make fire. And so now he's got a secret, and he's got a secret, and he convinces the people around him that his secret is really important, and that because they have a secret and have power, they need to be the ones who are in charge of telling everybody else what to do. And so instead of cutting down trees for the purpose of actually building a fence or a home, then through violence and through invasions and through force, trees now are cut down simply to be cut down for profit at a later date. And we continue to destroy the planet, but we don't need to. And if you really think about it, before we were stripped of our identity and forced born into debt slavery and their institutions, we lived and worked together. Tough, not be valued above people. And so with the, what you were talking when you contacted me on Skype about the new administration coming in and yes. what I thought of it. And it's going to be interesting, but you know, Rick, what I really think is that we need to understand the huge lies that keep us enslaved. And in my opinion, voting is a satanic ritual that pulls us out of our lives, a whole bunch of lies, a whole bunch of money to keep us from actually rolling up our sleeves and solving our own problems.
Right.
Instead, we vote for leaders, and I am, I believe in self-ownership. I don't believe in this great profit over people.
You are absolutely on the money, and, you know, you've been consistent. You said that years ago, you know, even 5-6 years ago, you're doing shows, you were saying the same thing, and you put your money where your mouth is, and I know you relocated, and you are doing the duty yourself. You and family are doing it, and that's true. The distraction of electioneering, the distraction of looking for leaders, as you've said, looking for people to rule over us, thinking that that will make a difference when we don't see the bigger picture. All we see is a couple of trees, but we don't see the forest. And we don't get it that America, the very essence of America, was individuality, individualism, and the spirit of self-reliance, not looking toward despots or kings or presidents to rule over us. You know, and that is what has been lost more than anything in our land, this land of ours.
I agree, but I believe it's through social engineering. Because it's this little community that I was talking about, this guy who discovered he could make fire, and now he's going to scare everybody into going along with him and pay his thugs, and they're going to pretend like they've got this little holy order. And you get this, then you wrap that up with spiritualism, and you can force people to do things they would not normally do. And I believe a huge disservice is waiting to die. Heaven can be created right here, right now, once we realize the abundance of the planet and the abundance that we have creatively within us, given to us by God, by the Creator. All of us have that. We are all life. And last year, it was very clear that the disregard for morality has come to a point now to where the honorable defense that was born within us needs to be embraced, not out of fear. But out of the fact, especially the ones who are Christian, who are listening, they know that there is nowhere that they need to be afraid of after they die. They know that, you know, your soul goes on. Well, I believe that all of our spirit goes on. We're all part of that greater life force, and we need to protect life. A prophet does not protect life. A profiteer like Donald Trump, it's going to be interesting, but he's after profit. And, you know, while we sit around and watch the guys in the suits and we pretend that we need the oil, you know, and we vote for men to give us what we need, which is water. Instead of voting for a man, we need to vote for water and to life. And that's what all those brave people did who went out there to Standing Rock still in the frozen weather out there in blizzard conditions, standing up for water. And so what I'm coming back for is also to encourage people to vote for water, vote for life. Don't vote for someone to tell you what to do and socially engineer you to the point where you're so afraid that your children can be taken from you because you cured yourself using Rick Simpson oil, marijuana oil, which is now classified as a felony, but because you took your life into your own hands and your health into your own hands, we're taking your children. Think about the social engineering that's gone into that. Think about the lies. Think about the deception. Think about the total lack of any kind of moral fortitude or capacity in Hillary Clinton, in Obama, in these liars who are just paraded in front of us to keep us from living our own lives. And it's time to change.
Well, absolutely. You know, the people are looking at the chain of money, and they think that, the wealthier they are, you know, the less corruptible they are. And obviously that doesn't go to any great length of credibility with me. But the fact is, we are a merchandise society. We are distracted by materialism, not by the worship of the Creator. As a nation, this is where these people, these Kenites, have us right where they want us, distracted, having pleasure, having fun. And it does say in the scriptures, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, you know, worshiping the creation and not the Creator. And that's why we wind up in this, what? In this prison, in this debt situation, and in bondage. That's what happened in Babylon, and we're going through that now, Babylon. We get what we deserve as a nation, as a people. We're just not listening. We're not paying attention to the important things. Turn off Lying Lester. Turn off Tom Brokaw. Turn off Kerry Sanders. Turn off Anderson Cooper. And just be done with them. And turn on RBN and Rick Adams and Karen Tostado. All right, we'll take our break here, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be back with you. Happy New Year to you. And we will continue in just a moment. We'll take some calls, too. Stay tuned.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We're back. Rick Adams, my special guest in the first hour or two. She'll be with us until about quarter past. Then Art comes back. You know, we've been off the live circuit for a couple of weeks, so we want to try to catch up in the little time we have. But Karen will be with us on a regular basis. And yes, you know, we still have our YouTube channel, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, had a new one posted the other day. And we are going to be getting right back into the thick of it as long as God gives us the will and the way and the time. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And Karen is not done with striking either. You know, Karen is continuing to set aside, what is it, the 15th of every month, Karen, to get more American people to listen up and do what we said. Don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. I mean, this campaign didn't just die completely now, did it? Resurrected.
It didn't. As a matter of fact, Matt has kept up the marathons, and I'm rejoining the marathon, which is the second Saturday of every month, which will be next Saturday. And Detlef is still there. He kicks it off in German, and it starts in English at 9 a.m. Pacific, so people can still tune in and listen. I have a slot at 3 p.m. Pacific, and I'm just participating now. I'm not running it. Matt is running the marathon, but I'm also stepping up and joining a friend of mine, Patty Walking Turtle, on These Changing Times radio, and I'll be doing it on Mondays there at from 3 o'clock, just an hour Pacific time, because I feel there's so much that we need to talk about, and that now in particular, when we live in an age where you cannot trust your eyes and what you see, because it could very well be manipulated. You cannot trust your ears as to what you can even hear, because the technology now, you can be looking straight at someone who is saying words that are put into their mouth by another person using a computer. So you don't know whether to trust your eyes or your ears, and we've got to start trusting our hearts. We have been lied to and given only two choices: the lie of dualism, the lie of light and dark when there are so many shades of gray, the lie of you can only vote for a Democrat or a Republican. I listened to Sybil Edmonds, who is on NewsBud, who has just, boy, she'd be a great guest for you to have, Rick.
Yes.
And she has so much to offer, but talking about the social engineering that brought us to the point where you can have your children stolen from you simply because someone accuses you of something without any proof. We've gotten to the point where people can actually take your children. Now, 200 years ago, they would have been killed, or they would have been stopped from taking your children. Anything that you can do to stop someone from taking your children. And you look at CPS. I want to encourage the listeners to understand, I believe very firmly that Pizzagate is real. And if you go to my website, my blog page, and this is a horrific thing, but there is a picture on my blog page of the Mocha Party. And it's a picture of a big black table. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the table is a naked woman lying with her head turned sideways. And on top of her is a skeleton. And the plates and the people eat around her. There are a lot of pictures. There's a video there and a link that I would like to encourage people to look at. Because as well, these are celebrities who go there. These are people who pay between $2,000 and $10,000 per cake. The woman who cuts the cake is carried in. She's wearing a tight red dress. She's carried in by four men who are naked from the waist up. And she's got a big dagger. And the piece of cake that she's going to cut is a life-size replica of a nude woman. Completely nude. Her genital area is covered with kind of a sparkly icing. But there's a big deal where the woman who is the mistress of ceremonies takes the knife and plunges it right between the breasts and pulls out what is supposed to be the heart to hold up for everyone. The other table settings, there is a live model with only the head protruding up from a black tablecloth and everything, just the head. And you look at people like Will Ferrell, you look at some of the other people there, it's insane, and it's with our money that they can afford to do this.
Yeah, we'll get right back to this. All right, let's take a pause. Thank you, Karen. And if you're on the line, stay with us. Karen will be with us for a bit. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Support RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back now. Got to put in a little word of promotion for our good friend Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and that's his name, that's his website, .com, and to go on and see some of the great interviews and guests that he's lined up. He did an interview with Thomas Kimmel, of course, of Pearl Harbor fame or infamy, and what happened through Roosevelt on the planned attack on our own troops, their own men stationed at Pearl Harbor. And so it's a great interview, great programs. So go on the website, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com, when you can. Now, Karen, also, you have been bringing up this subject about the reality of what was found on the, the release, the so-called WikiLeaks release of these documents from the DNC, from Anthony Weiner, from, all of the higher-ups, if you will, you know, the hot spots of the Democratic Party during the Hillary Clinton campaign. And I have no doubt about it myself that Pizzagate is in fact a reality. I don't have to refer to that particular institution or that particular stop in that particular place. I can refer to a number of other incidents that have been documented in the past. You know, we did have some of the great people like Ted Gunderson, a veteran of the FBI, on this program many times, who documented and put up on his site these stories, these videos, these books and publications that essentially documented all that was said about the government of the United States involved in these incredible operations, these black bag operations, as well as the selling and merchandising and promoting and harvesting of drugs, children for sex slave industry. All of that is definitely true. It is part of the territory of power corrupting absolute. And unfortunately, I can, you know, refer to many instances of groups, not just Bohemian Grove. You can look at a Hellfire Club, Winston Churchill's membership in that demonic satanic club, in which they also practiced their arts in the nude. In Hollywood, there's a classic example of the question surrounding actors like Corey Haim, who died fairly young, who actually testified, and it's him, not an actor playing an actor, but the actor Corey Haim, who said that he was approached by many bigwigs in Hollywood for sex when he was a teenager, a prepubescent teenager. And essentially going after them, the pedophiles in Hollywood. He wound up dying tragically, supposedly from an enlarged heart and cocaine use and other things as well. But nevertheless, there are questions surrounding what he was trying to do and bring attention to the pedophilia rings that operate from Hollywood to the government, the CIA, the FBI, underground, and so on. So I don't doubt any of it at all. You can amplify on what I've just said if you wish.
Well, it's extremely disturbing, and it goes back also. People can start checking into the history of Walt Disney, because Walt Disney was co-opted by the government and very much promoted World War One, World War Two, and they were also designed to bring in MK Ultra and work on our children's minds, which also brings me to the LGBT. You know, this has been a very, very long, twisted plan, and I believe that it goes back possibly as far as the pyramids, if not even before. But when you think about the social engineering that has brought us to the point where there's a little girl, what is she, 10? She's maybe 12 on the front of National Geographic, who is there because she's going to change her gender. This is child abuse. But also something that just recently is playing a big part of this, I believe. You will see a lot of these leaders, you see them giving the Baphomet sign. I'm sure, Rick, you're familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Where you've got the two horns of Baphomet, your two middle fingers are held down by your thumb, and the two other fingers are out.
Right.
Folks can find those pictures everywhere. Well, something that was introduced to me recently, which has blown my mind, but it's worth considering, as ugly as it is Baphomet has breasts and is also a male god. So Baphomet is amorphous and or bisexual. He's a complete god. And what has recently been, my research has led me to consider this horrific fact that these people who are stars in Hollywood, now you've got to look at, Disney also comes into it, all this satanic stuff. People, I'm hoping, go to UnitedWeStrike.com, check out my blog page and that video on the Mocha dinner. It is very, very sick and twisted. But Baphomet is a god of like both sexes. So consider the fact that people who are this twisted and want to deny life, the satanic version of life is against life. It's against God. It's against the natural creation. Right. So some of these Hollywood stars may have been raising their children as opposite genders from the gender they were actually born into because they wanted to appease the god Baphomet, a Satan ritual, and they also wanted to bring us slowly through social engineering to the point where now, even though they're a small part of the population, this LGBT is absolutely dominating. Mm-hmm. That along with, unfortunately, Black Lives Matter, when all lives matter, and all lives are being done such a huge disservice by being being forced actually into dualism. You're either, you know, you're a boy, you're a girl. Now they're saying, okay, you can be both for the vote. You know, you can only vote for a Republican or a Democrat. And the picture is much bigger, much more convoluted, and much more twisted than we want to realize. Because if in fact, and I challenge your listeners, do research for yourself. Look at Serena Williams and her brother Venus, which is really what I believe. Look at the arms. Think about the fact that these two men may have been raised as women by their father, who wanted to get them into the public eye, into being stars, into having a lot of money. And let's go for totally perverting what we know to be true. Can't look at the arms on the Williams boys and say that those are women's arms. So,
well, and now with the transgender movement taking place and this business of transsexuality, you find Catholic hospitals, Catholic institutions, Protestant, whatever, that are being assaulted in a litigary sense in court with lawsuits against them because they have denied a surgical procedure, which is not even anything to do, has nothing to do with necessary operations. It is simply an elective surgery or an elective alteration. So they're suing, and regardless of how ridiculous the suit may be and how it could just be flung out of court, it still costs the client money to go and defend themselves. And this should not be. But here we are because we've gone down this path of government out of control, the courts out of control, passing laws, passing edicts, that now we're reaping all of the consequences of this this progeny of cases, you see?
Yes, and we have to face the fact as well that it is the schooling. Look at the leave no child behind. Well, yeah, let's pervert all the children. Let's not teach them real history. All of our history books are full of lies. Right. There are 65 million-year-old pyramids that have been found in the Crimea. There are artifacts that are so old, they completely blow away all of our ideas of our history because we don't know. We're not allowed even to ask questions. And one thing that I know that this has been a lot of teasing, there's something else that's very, very profound, and I want people to look into a theory called telegony, because when we are talking about Satan and we're talking about God or the creator or life, now, this is a satanic world right now that we're in, but it's changing. Telegony is, the first time I heard about telegony was by reading a series of books called the Anastasia books or the Ringing Cedar books from Russia. They are an incredible narrative about how things could be and how some things are. But in telegony, the theory was brought up that the very first time a mature woman who is ready and capable of bearing children or reproducing, because it's in the animal kingdom as well, the very first time that a woman and a male come together, the woman's DNA is forever altered by the first insemination of a male, because it is an act that is really a holy act. We are supposed to be coming together to create more images of life in the image of God. Now, this, there was a Lord Morton, it was back in the 1800s, he had a thoroughbred mare, a purebred thoroughbred mare, and he wanted to see whether or not he could produce an offspring from a zebra. Actually, at that time, it was a quagga, Q-U-A-G-G-A. So he had them mated, but it did not work. And she wasn't able to really produce any living offspring. So then he brought in a thoroughbred mare and a stallion and figured, okay, no problem here. And the pair mated. However, when the baby was born, the colt had striped fur. fur. There are other accounts of this. Now, they've tried, and you can look this up online, T-E-L-E-G-O-N-Y. It's a little bit difficult to find, but let's think for a minute. If we are the children of God, the children of life, the children of a higher creation, and we really are supposed to cherish that and come together and find that one person who we are meant to create a life with, to create children with. What an honor to know that your children, being the result of that holy union, truly are meant to be different and special. And that when the woman goes after that and has children by other men, none of the children by any other male will be unaffected, because there has been a permanent change to the DNA. Wow. Now, isn't that an amazing concept?
It truly is. And, you know, we're doing this now with this age that we live in, this age technology, and this in vitro, with this fertilization, this, you know, artificial insemination, and much more than that. Now, the cloning issue, all of this comes into play. And I've always found it offensive, because in the light of what people are trying to sell it as, they're selling it as a way of helping life, not hurting life. You know, it's being sold as a, if you will, a savior, pardon the term, for those who are less fortunate than us, and those who have problems biologically, biochemically, physiologically, can be helped. Then we'll do it. You know, we'll do it through the so-called stem cell research cells and so forth, rather than the umbilical cord and so forth. But in any event, yeah, you're touching on something that is really powerful, really, really amazingly powerful. And you always have, Karen. You know, you're digging deep into what science, as it's called, is doing in these days to run amok. And, you know, God is not very happy with that, because he doesn't like competition. He had enough with Satan trying to steal the mercy seat. Now he sees that certain people, Satan's little babies and their add-ons, are trying to create that same scenario all over again by playing God. And this is where you run into big problems, when you start playing him. And there's only one, as far as I'm concerned, he's it. And I think we have to be aware of that. Now, I don't mean to cut you shorter, but the strike thing is very important. We've got to mention that again before the next 25 minutes or so is over, because I want people to be aware of the forum, of your blog, of United We Strike, and how they can help bring down these Babylonian corporate entities, you know, with the economy never being as bad as it is now. And this past Christmas, I think, just proved it, with the sales at the brick and mortars, and even online sales have not been good. They have diminished incredibly. So we're seeing the end of this cycle. We're seeing something about to happen. And people should prepare in more ways than one. And boycotting, by the way, is one way of helping to bring things down to size. But what I want to do is, I can bring up a call right now. Let me do that, Karen, because she's been waiting a while. And if you have a quick comment or a call for Karen Testato, then by all means, join us now, folks. 1-800-313-9443 is our number to chime in. Rick Adams here, and let's see if we can bring up Barb from Florida for Karen. Hello, Barb.
Hi, friends. Hi, Karen and Rick. What I wanted to bring up is, I'm reading From Orlando to Dallas and Beyond, Jim Fetzer's book. And in it, it says that in 1948, the United States Congress passed what's known as the Smith-Mundt Act, M-U-N-D-T. Mm-hmm. And this made it illegal for the federal government to engage in outright lies and deception against the American citizenry in order to further an otherwise nefarious agenda. It prohibited the federal government directly falsifying and manipulating the public in order to achieve a desired narrative. And, you know, that was repealed in 2012 as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act.
Right.
Is that unbelievable?
Now that was the Senator Carl Mundt, wasn't it? Carl Mundt was his name. He was a pretty good senator. Going back 65.
Way back when I was like 9 years old. So,
but looked up my history book. So yeah, and that was a good effort. But unfortunately, as you said, that the changes, the repealing, so on and so forth. What they've done is in your face now. It's in your face, and of course the controlled media are not there to independently tell us anything since they're part of the same group. All right. Hey, we got a break. You can hang on if you have something else to say, Barb, but we've got to take a break, Karen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, Barb is still with us. Barb, did you have any more to tell us?
Coincidentally, I just watched a DVD yesterday on Disney that I'd ordered from Tools for Freedom, and it's all about all the satanic symbols in it. And I just was wondering if Karen would want to comment at all on Pokemon, because I worry about that, too. And thank you for being on.
Thank you. All right, Bob. Thank you for your help, too.
Thank you, Barb. Pokemon mind control. Let's put you out in public looking down at your hand, you know, and not interacting with other real people because you're so involved in your hand. It's the social engineering again. And why I so believe that we need to start looking at other things and telegony, because if we were really direct lines to the Creator and could actually just open up and let God through, and if we were capable, as Jesus said, of all these miracles, if we're capable of that, then, and you've got a group that want to control us, and they don't want us to know, then they would purposefully plan a slow evisceration of our children through the propaganda of school. 15 years of sitting there to learn to obey and say yes. Pokemon, definitely, to get people to go out and walk around in public playing these huge games. You know, we're so far from the truth of knowing, hey, I was created by God. Maybe I could actually go out here with my friends with focused energy and prayer over this water that's here. Maybe we could clean up this stream. They don't want us doing that, but I believe we are capable of doing that, and that now is the time to protect our children, to begin to ask the real tough questions. Why do I only have two choices? Why does it have to be black or white, Republican or Democrat? Why am I following someone who has murdered people, as Obama has? Why is he not behind bars? Why is Hillary not behind bars? Why are we spending thousands on fracking when the militant industrial complex has hidden technology that would make fracking and oil irrelevant? Why aren't we looking at truth? And this is where United We Strike says, because we're not standing together. We're not uniting. We're not yanking the chain back at the same time. So I want to encourage people to, again, pick up on the 15th or whatever day, because it's coming. Whether or not Trump even makes it into office with all of the crap Obama's doing, you know, be prepared. Be prepared with food and water, and be prepared to challenge, you know. Ask them why, okay, don't buy their BS. You know, don't comply with their rules that are telling you to get your children vaccinated, because now you can see the movie Vax. People can put together the fact that over 380% probability your child will get autism. It's raised by over 380% with those shots. So if a man and a woman are meant to come together and create a holy union and holy children, then why have we been socially engineered all this time to where now we're arguing about bathrooms, we're allowing our 10-year-old children to change, we're buying National Geographic, and we're supporting these cretins so that they can have parties like this Mocha party that I challenge your folks to listen to, and to go to UnitedWeStrike.com, check out my blog page, check out the Water Protector page, think for yourself. Thank you for listening. Rick, thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you very much, Karen. Great to have you. We'll have you back soon. All right, folks, take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use. even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.